Okay, Kevin, it's time to get serious. I've been scouting, I've been paying attention, and I really think the Golden Retrievers are going to beat the Pit Bulls on the way to the Puppy Bowl in the divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you can't rule out those mixed breeds, though, because they're really cute and they really definitely need a home. But before that, though, you got to watch a Kitten Bowl, too. There's a lot of cute kittens up in line, and you're going to do really well in the Kitten Bowl. But Puppy Bowl is our favorite, you know, so yeah, that's what we're going to cover, right?
Yeah, but you got to watch out for those Siamese cats. They're always pushing the envelope on the rules.
The Puppy Bowl, too, one of my favorite things about it is you got the weird little hamster in the blimp, you know, up there.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely fun. But, there's some really interesting fouls that are called during the Puppy Bowl, you know, like sometimes when they have to relieve themselves. It's always kind of funny to see that, you know.
Yeah. Just as long as you don't have to do that during this episode of the Puppy Zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as everybody's probably going WTF right now, Kevin and I are just having a little fun because it is divisional round time in the NFL playoffs. My war paint is on. Kansas City, Indianapolis, first game on Saturday. Patrick Mahomes making his playoff debut. I'm excited. And Kevin's even excited because his team has what could be a pretty good GM.
This is true. This is very true.
You got Raiders got to be excited about something. So
yeah, man, Mike Mayock, we're excited about that.
So, but we've got a lot to cover because there's been hirings, there's been guys declaring for the draft. Oh yeah, and Clemson destroyed Alabama in the college football championship.
Oh yes, they did. Oh my gosh,
that was ugly.
I didn't see that coming. Well, I knew it was going to be a good game. Well, I knew the possibility of Clemson winning, but man, that was a destroyer.
Let the Trevor Lawrence junior year countdown begin.
Yes.
He's only a freshman. He's got at least two more years to play before he can come to the league. Who's going to start tanking for him now?
I know, right?
So, well, with that, it is the end zone. It is divisional round time, but we're also going to recap the wild card weekend. But before we get to any of that, we're going to tell you where you can find the end zone, but all the great shows here on the Fandom Podcast Network. And it starts on our homepage at fpnet.podbean.com. If you are on your mobile device, we recommend the Podbean app. You can just search for the Fandom Podcast Network on the Podbean app, and it'll take you to all our great shows. But, hey, you might not use Podbean. That's okay because we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play for you Android device users, and, of course, we are recently added to Spotify. Of course, you can visit our Facebook page, too, at the Fandom Podcast Network, or email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Fandom Podcast Network, on Twitter at FanPod Network. You can follow myself, Kyle, at AKyleW, bring on the Colts, or on Instagram at AKyleFandom. Please get this right, Kansas City. And Kevin, where can people find you on the social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Spartan_Phoenix.
I was going to ask you, though, what was that hashtag Mahomes MVP that I saw you running with? Or was that
I have no idea. You are making total stuff up right now.
Really? Maybe it was Kermit the Frog's Twitter.
Yeah, that's probably what you saw. Yeah,
because, you know, him and Mahomes are tight. But, you know, speaking of it, you wear your team's gear when you go to the NFL stadium, or you're watching them at home when they play. But, you know, when you're listening to your Fandom Podcast Network's podcast, you should be wearing the proper gear. So visit our T Public store, search Fandom Podcast Network, and you can find logos for all the great shows here on the Fandom Podcast Network. And you can get them on tees. You can get them on hoodies. You can get them on pillowcases, you can get tapestries. Kevin is the master of the tapestries, I must say. So, and of course, reviews. We love to know how we're doing, and we love reviews on iTunes. So cop onto iTunes, drop us a 5-star review, because that's all Kevin will allow for.
That's right.
And you know, just let us know how we're doing, because we always want to make the best possible product for you. But we love all the feedback. So Kevin, it was wild card weekend. And I have to say, it was definitely wild, if not what I would call the most entertaining of games to watch.
This is very true. What was interesting, too, was three of the teams that played, of the 8 teams total there, 3 of them, they were away teams that upset the home team.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the Saturday games. And the first game Saturday was Indianapolis at Houston. Indianapolis coming in. I don't think this is, I know Houston was the favorite, but I don't think this was a big upset. A lot of people thought Indianapolis could knock off Houston, and they won 21-7. Houston just looked terrible. Houston didn't even look like they wanted to play in this football game.
Yeah, this this would probably was the game that people felt that maybe the Colts were going to, you know, upset to, or maybe even should have been favored going into this. I heard an interesting statistic while I was listening to ESPN regarding this. Deshaun Watson, not since like in high school, has he ever been a quarterback for a team where he lost more than 7 points until this weekend.
Wow.
So if you think about his history, a lot of the games that he's lost have been close ones.
Yeah, that's a good quarterback. Yeah. I will say this for Houston as kind of their exit from the playoffs thing. One, they had a ton of injuries going into this game. They were missing Demaryius Thomas, who tore his ACL. Lamar Miller was still banged up. They were missing a couple other players on their offense. But Houston, if you don't address that offensive line, you're going to get a promising young quarterback killed. So yeah. I'm just going to say, offensive linemen in the draft, Houston, they're your friends. Look what happened in Indianapolis. They drafted two in the draft, and I think it worked out for them pretty well.
Yeah, not to mention they're pretty good defense, too.
But big game for Indianapolis. Their defense played solid. Andrew Luck had a solid game. Marlon Mack had 148 yards rushing. But here's the interesting thing in this. The score was 21-7 at halftime, and it didn't change. Indianapolis kind of just, I don't know if they took their foot off the gas or Houston's defense decided to show up, because Houston has a pretty good defense. But, I mean, I just found that kind of fascinating that after it got to 21, Indianapolis didn't score again in that game.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal's with that. I don't know. Maybe they did pull the foot off the gas a little bit to kind of see what their defense was going to do. I think they were letting their defense dictate that game on the second half until they really needed to kind of do something more and respond, you know, to the Texans. But apparently the defense was like, "Yeah, we got this," you know. So, but yeah, comeback player of the year. You know, let's give it to Luck maybe here.
Yeah, I the Colts hottest team in the NFL. They're 10-1 in their last 11 games. So, but let's go to the Saturday night game, or what in the world was the Seattle offensive coordinator thinking? Because a lot of people had Seattle thinking they were going to upset Dallas, and Dallas won that game 24-22. But some bizarre things happened with Seattle. It's like they didn't want to let Russell Wilson throw the football.
Well, there was you lost your kicker, Sebastian Janikowski, too. And so they didn't really have a field goal kicker. So they had to make plays around the kicking options here. You know, they were going for twos, and it was a really weird kind of situation that they were in, because they couldn't trust their punter to kick field goals. You know, okay. Sebastian Janikowski, you know.
Well, let's talk about Janikowski. And I know there's a special place in the Raider heart for Sebastian Janikowski, but I saw a pretty good Twitter tweet from one guy. He said, "Oh, there goes Sebastian and his honey baked hamstring." You think he finally retires after this season, Kevin? Because
probably,
you know, Sebastian's never been in that great of shape, and I think age is catching up with him.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I mean, you know, he had a good season, though. He really did with Seattle. He didn't have a bad season. So, I mean, unfortunately, it kind of unfolded in the playoffs when they needed him most. But, you know, his leg helped get him in there.
Yeah. And, I think it was some poor play calling on Seattle. Why they didn't let Russell Wilson go loose was beyond me.
For the record, I think he holds the record for – I think he's, like, the leading scorer for the Raiders.
Go figure. But yeah, I mean Dallas, Dak Prescott played a solid game, including a pretty spectacular run that'll be on the highlights for a little while at the end of the game, where he almost scored a touchdown and got flipped.
Yeah,
but so that is the Saturday games. Let's talk about the Sunday games. In the early game, the Chargers advanced, beating the Baltimore Ravens. And this game really was never – this game was closer than it should have been. The Ravens played – talk about conservative, not even really giving Lamar Jackson even a chance in this game.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with the coaching side of the Ravens there, but, you know, speaking of field goals.
Yeah, no kidding.
Badgley for the Chargers made 5 of them. This, you know, people were really giving it to the Ravens to win this game, but you got to give it to the Chargers for going into Baltimore and finding a way to win this game.
Well, you know, I think it comes up perfectly. One of the old time NFL rules, never bet on the rookie quarterback in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's more in play there. I mean, you got to give it to the Chargers defense on this though, you know?
Well, here's the crazy thing. There's been reports in the news that the Chargers players were saying we knew 60% of their offensive plays as they were calling them.
Mm.
And it's like, they're just a weird, weird game for Baltimore. The Chargers are advanced. They'll be playing the Patriots in round 2. We'll get to that in a little bit. And to me, probably what was the most entertaining game of the day, even if it wasn't that exciting. But
doink, doink.
Philadelphia.
Doink, doink.
Oh, doink. I feel so bad.
Doink.
Nope. But wait, doink, wait, doink, doink. Wait, Mr. Doink. That kick was officially ruled blocked.
Doinky doink.
That kick, I have a lot of sympathy for that kicker because, and if you watch the replay, one of the Eagles players did get his hand on that football.
Don't care. Doink, doink. I love that. That was so good. Do you know why I love that?
You already clinched the head-to-head wins before that game ended. So,
no, I'm not even talking about that. We'll get to that later. Yeah. No, I'm just so happy that the Bears lost. And you know why also I like this? Foles, baby! Foles!
Okay, Kevin, I'm going to put you to the challenge. Nick Foles is a free agent at the end of this season. Does John Gruden go quarterback shopping? You want John Gruden go quarterback shopping for Foles?
I tell you, though, depending on how well they do, Philadelphia, you know, I know they don't plan on keeping Foles, but if they don't, I think they're idiots. I mean, Carson Wentz, I don't know, man. He can't just stay healthy. He's damaged goods, man.
I'm going to say this. He had the same injury that Derek Carr had not this past season, but the season before. The same kind of back injury. So, but what I'm saying is interesting parallels between Carson Wentz and Derek Carr. They both had like high quality MVP type seasons where they got injured. Wentz with his knee, Carr with breaking his leg.
But that's not the topic though. The topic is Foles. Foles is the one that won you a Super Bowl. Foles has now got you further into the playoffs again the following year. You know, I mean, I think Foles would have gotten him in if Foles played this entire year. I bet you he would have gotten him in the playoffs again.
Well, he basically did. He played the last 3 games of the year.
Yeah, you know. So to say that, you know, Foles got a lot of crap last year because it was Wentz's team that got him to the playoffs. You know, you got to win certain games, and he won the games getting into the playoffs, and he won the Super Bowl. So I wish Foles luck. I hope he finds a good situation. I hope he gets his payday because I think he deserves it. And I telling you, Eagles, I would take Foles over Wentz any day.
Okay. The reason why I bring up the Carr comparison to Wentz is because if the Eagles re-sign Foles, cap wise, they have to trade Carson Wentz.
True. Yeah. I mean, it's not like they can keep him cheap for a backup, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so it's a very interesting situation that could boil down there. Cause if they even make it to the NFC title game, if they upset the Saints this weekend,
yeah,
there's things going to get real interesting.
But you know, I'm sure that, on the flip side of this though, just like myself, I'm sure there's many other Raider fans that love to see the Bears lose.
Gee, I wonder why. You're not bitter or anything. I have learned something about Raider fan this the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. What's that?
Bitter be thy Raider fan.
Oh, it comes with a membership, man.
Bitter.
There's a lot of things we're bitter about. But tell you though, who had the Eagles really upsetting at Bears? I mean, they were what, 6.5-point underdogs?
Yeah, they were the biggest underdog of the weekend.
Another defense stepped up. Come on, man. Woof. Defense was making plays.
I gotta say, though, Mitchell Trubisky actually played a pretty good game in that game. He had 295 yards passing, had a couple of really nice throws to Allen Robinson in that game.
Let's give it up to these big offensive linemen, though, for the Eagles, keeping he who shall not be named in check.
But yeah, when you constantly get double teamed.
Yeah, do what you got to do. It was working. Meaner.
Bitter.
Hashtag Kevin loves Foles.
Hashtag Kevin hates Khalil Mack.
Who?
Yeah. So with that, let's move on to the NFL news, because it's been fast and furious today, the day we're recording, because coaches are getting hired, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're coming. They're coming in bunches.
Who's the new Arizona coach again? Kalupity, what's his name?
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about the guy who was announced first today, and that was the Green Bay Packers striking first, hiring Matt LaFleur, who has been the Titans' offensive coordinator, as their new head coach. This is kind of in that
LaFleur, isn't he like the dodgeball guy?
Yeah, or a hockey player too. But here's the thing with this. Matt LaFleur falls into that Sean McVay kind of mode, a young offensive coordinator, kind of up and coming on the rise. I don't know, because I didn't really see him develop Marcus Mariota that much, but maybe going somewhere where he has an Aaron Rodgers. I mean, and that's the key to Green Bay, is you've got to get along with Aaron Rodgers, or it could be a very short.
Yeah, tenure. That should have been the first call he made when he got hired. Hey, Aaron.
I'm sure it has been.
Aaron, can I take you out for dinner tonight?
Oh, and Danica can come too.
Yes.
But leave that State Farm, leave that agent from your State Farm commercials at home, please.
Yeah.
But right behind that, the Arizona Cardinals, and probably what I think is the weirdest coaching hire.
Kirkity, what's his name?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, Cliff Kingsbury, okay.
Who?
That's Cliff with a K.
Who in the last 2 months got fired by Texas Tech as their head coach, got hired by USC to be their offensive coordinator, then blocked with several interviews by USC, but they allowed him to take the Cardinals interview, and the Cardinals hired him. This is a guy who a lot of people, again, Sean McVay mode, really brilliant offensive mind, actually was the coach for Patrick Mahomes while he was at Texas Tech. So I think he might have rode the quarterback's talent there a little bit more than his coaching.
39 years old.
Yep. So I don't know if this was kind of, Arizona's such a mess. I don't know if this was necessarily the right hire. They might have wanted to go with a bit more of an experienced coach.
Yeah.
But speaking of experienced coaches in the Arizona Cardinals, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have also hired their new coach, hiring former Cardinals coach Bruce Arians to be their head coach. I like this hire for the Bucs.
Hold on. Before you go on to that, I got to ask you, didn't he kind of step down due to health reasons?
He retired because there were some health reasons and his age. He's 66 years old, and he said he was a little bit burned out. However, people were – one of the contentions, because I know we talked about this off mic, Kevin, is if the Bucs hired Arians, what would they have to give to Arizona? Arizona did not pick up the option on his contract last year when he announced his retirement. So he's free and clear.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're in the Tampa area. What's the word down there? What's the reaction you're hearing?
People are excited. He has actually a very long time relationship with Jameis Winston. A lot of people think he could be the guy to maybe at least turn Jameis around on the field. And
what's
maybe
this past relationship you're referring to?
Apparently, he's been like a mentor to Winston since he was in high school.
Hmm.
So, but here's the kicker to this. When you hire a coach like Bruce Arians too, you know you've got to find a successor in place. The rumor has it within the next 24 hours, Todd Bowles, who was Arians' defensive coordinator when he was the head coach in Arizona, is going to be announced to be the Buccaneers' new defensive coordinator.
Seriously? Wow. Okay. I thought Todd Bowles might take a head coaching job somewhere.
Well, he was interviewing for defensive coordinator jobs, but the rumors that Todd Bowles will probably be named the coordinator with kind of him in place to be the successor. They're also bringing in Byron Leftwich to help with the offense.
Oh, you mean from Arizona?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, that's the one thing when you're hiring a more experienced coach like this, you're going to get a pretty good staff and experienced coaches. So, interesting thing. However, a name that won't be a head coach next year is Josh McDaniels. He did one interview with the Green Bay Packers and has elected to stay with the Patriots.
He really wants to take over that New England job whenever Belichick is done, huh?
I think that's basically what he thinks is going to happen. And the problem is you're not going to get Tom Brady when you take over that
this
job.
This is true. This is true.
And I got to be honest, and we talked about this a little last week. I don't know if I'd want to hire Josh McDaniels after what he pulled with the Indianapolis Colts. I know Tony Dungy the other day in an interview still is trashing Josh McDaniels for what he pulled with that.
Right, right.
So let's talk a little playoffs, because the the Los Angeles Chargers are about to get a key player back.
Hold on. Let me call Stephen A. Smith. Hey, Stephen, guess what? Hunter Henry is now active. You go, boy.
Go ahead. Well, let me tell you about the San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers. This is actually a pretty, I understand there's going to be some rust, but this is a big return for a playoff run, because Hunter Henry is a very talented receiver and just another weapon for Phillip Rivers to have.
Yeah, no, he was one of his go-to guys last year before he got hurt in the training camp situation. And it's not like, you know, he's a youngin' that doesn't know anything that's going on. So I think that this will be another key weapon going into the playoffs here.
Yeah. Now, the NFL draft also got a lot more interesting yesterday, as Ohio State QB Dwayne Haskins announced he was going to go pro after his redshirt sophomore season, which means he's actually been at the school for 3 years, so he is eligible to be in the draft. This kid put up some pretty amazing numbers in but only his first year as a starter. But a lot of scouts are really high on this guy. They're saying this kid could be the number one pick.
I'm sorry, what school is he at?
Ohio State.
Okay. And he's going to try and get into this draft?
He is in this draft. He has declared for this draft.
Who do you think might gobble him up?
I think there's going to be a team that's going to make a trade with the Arizona Cardinals to move up to take him with the number one pick.
Do you think anyone will actually take a quarterback? So do you think that'll be necessary?
Let me put it this way. Right now,
Hold on. I mean, look at it. Arizona, number one pick, doesn't need a quarterback. Two, what is it? San Francisco, don't need a quarterback. Three, Jets, don't need a quarterback. Raiders, don't need a quarterback.
Well, we don't know what John Gruden's going to do.
Move along. So who else? So what do you think?
Okay, you have the Buccaneers at five. They're probably not going to take a quarterback. However, the team sitting with the sixth overall pick is your New York Football Giants.
Mm, okay.
You think Eli Manning has another season in him?
Yeah, I'm wondering, though, if they were actually – here's the thing, though. I'm wondering if they are considering trading for something like a Nick Foles.
Well, the Eagles would never trade Foles to the Giants. But let's be realistic. The Eagles are not going to trade Nick Foles to the Giants.
Okay, I thought he was going to be a free agent.
Well, there is one thing that could happen. The Eagles could put a tag on him that would make him a restricted free agent, which would give the Eagles a chance to match any offer he gets.
Okay.
Or a team would have to give the Eagles draft picks back if they signed him. So that could, but if they also put this tag on him, they can trade him. So work out like kind of like a sign and trade kind of thing. So, but it makes the draft a little bit more interesting, because this is really a weak draft for quarterbacks otherwise.
Yeah.
The only other name really that there's a kid from Duke and there's Drew Locke from Missouri. Those are about the only names that really are grabbing a lot of attention. But, you know, the draft is a little bit away. We still have playoffs to talk about, and it's time to talk about this weekend's divisional round of the playoffs. And it starts at 4:35 Saturday, the NBC game, the Indianapolis Colts at my beloved Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, I'm being homer today.
You should be allowed to.
So right now,
are you a little worried? Are you a little worried?
No, I'll be.
Would you rather have the Colts? Would you rather have the Patriots?
I almost would rather have had Baltimore the way Baltimore was looking against the Chargers, but. The truth of the matter was, it didn't matter. Once Indianapolis won, that locked that up. But here's the thing, and if you even follow on Twitter, most Kansas City fans are trepidatious because whether I want to admit it or not, we have a bad playoff history against the Indianapolis Colts. It was about 5 years ago where Andrew Luck led one of the biggest comebacks in playoff history against Kansas City. In that game, Kansas City all of a sudden got a rash of injuries. Jamaal Charles was pulled out of the game like 5 plays in with a very questionable concussion judgment. A couple offensive linemen went down in that game. We had like Justin Houston go down and a couple other players. And the Colts made a huge comeback in the second half. And let's not forget the year Kansas City was the number one seed. And Lynn Elliott, who will ever be hated in Kansas City history, missed 5 field goals as the Jim Harbaugh-led Indianapolis Colts defeated the Kansas City Chiefs.
Did he lose his job after that game?
I think he never kicked in the NFL again.
Yeah, this is interesting. I'll be interested in watching this, kind of see where this goes. Because not just that I'm hoping that the Chiefs lose, but the Colts are really exciting to me right now. I there's certain teams that when you looked earlier in the year, you didn't think that we're going to have legs to get into the second round of the playoffs. And the Colts were definitely one of them, man.
No, they were 1-5 at the start of the season.
I mean, it's an amazing turnaround here. It really is.
Here's the thing. I don't think the Colts can survive a track meet with the Chiefs. If this game turns into a track meet, I just don't think they have...
Specify track meet.
As in a scoring fest like the Rams-Chiefs game on Monday night. I just don't think they have...
They won't have to if their defense holds up and their offensive line, keeps your defense in check.
Well, we shall see on that. That's the thing. If the Colts can dominate the clock, they're going to be in this game. If it turns into a track meet, because a couple things for Kansas City, Sammy Watkins is going to be back healthy. And believe it or not, when Sammy Watkins was on the field, the Chiefs scored 8 more points a game. They averaged 38 over 38 points a game with Watkins.
I'm sorry, Sammy, who's has he done anything recently?
Yeah. He's been injured. But with him off the field, they only score about 30 points a game. So he's with him on the field, they score about 8 more points a game.
Not according to my fantasy leagues.
Well, just because, he isn't the number one receiver. He's another Kelvin Benjamin for you, who happens to play for the Chiefs now. Your two favorite receivers play for the Kansas City Chiefs, Kevin.
Wonderful.
I like Kansas City at home in this game, but I'm more trepidatious about Indianapolis than I think the two. If you were to rank the teams that are left in the AFC, I think I would be the three in order of what three teams scare me: Chargers number one, Colts number two, Patriots three. As far as Kansas City would play, because I think Kansas City can beat the Patriots. I think they can beat the Chargers. They've proven that.
Do you think that if Kansas City was playing at New England?
I think it doesn't matter. Kansas City has home field advantage.
No, what I'm saying is, though, if the Chiefs were playing in New England, do you think they had a chance?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they would have a chance. They've beaten them in New England before. Let's not forget opening game 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's not the playoffs, though. That's what I'm getting at. It's a little bit different situation here.
Yeah. Well.
Well, who knows?
It's a moot point because
If the Chiefs win and the Pats win, where's it going to be? Is it going to be at
Kansas City? Okay. Kansas City finished with a better record than the.
All right. That'll be interesting then. That'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. So.
But wait. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if San Diego wins, still going to the Chiefs, right? But no.
Yeah.
If San Diego wins and the Chiefs win, then it goes to Kansas City?
Kansas City's the number one seed.
Okay, all right, okay.
They have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Here's what gets crazy. If Indianapolis upsets Kansas City and San Diego upsets the Patriots, or LA upsets the Patriots, the game will be in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So
that would be weird in that tiny little stadium.
Yeah, very, very, very strange.
Hold like 5,000 people or something crazy like that.
It'd be a lot, be the entire Colts fan base.
Yeah.
So, I mean, truthfully, I like Kansas City in this game. I think Patrick Mahomes maybe break some of the playoff curses we have. But I'm not. Yeah, you're just jealous, Kevin. You don't have a league MVP.
There's three other games this weekend, man. Come on.
I know. I'm getting to them. I'm getting to them because the Saturday night game at 8:15 is the Dallas Cowboys traveling to the LA Rams, and the Rams are favored by 7. You know what? I'm going to say
I'm kind of liking those points if I'm a betting man. I'm saying.
Yeah, as far as the points go, but I'm going to say this, Kevin. I think the Dallas Cowboys can beat the Rams.
I would agree with you.
Dallas plays good defense, and the Rams' run defense has not been good all year, and I think Dallas could control the ball with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, probably more Cowboys fans at the game than Rams fans.
Yes, because they do. They have a decent. They have their off season, you know, workouts there in Ventura, California. So there's definitely a lot of Cowboy fans, unfortunately, in Southern California.
Yeah. So, but let's move along to Sunday. The early game is the AFC matchup, the LA Chargers at the New England Patriots. Patriots are favored by 4. And the weather report is predicting possibly we could have another snowball.
Interesting.
If that's the case, you got to like New England. Warm teams in cold weather, usually not a real good.
They got to find another way to cheat, though, because tuck rule doesn't work anymore.
Oh, you know. Belichick has something up his pocket.
Melvin Gordon is going to play from what I've heard, but he's not 100%.
Yeah, but when has Melvin Gordon been 100% the second half of the season?
Yeah, true. Interesting, though, like we talked about earlier, though, Hunter Henry, I'm curious to see if he's gonna be a key in this this game plan.
Yeah. Tom Brady has looked his age in the second half of this season. So, and Gronk is running with a fork the size of Wyoming in his back.
Yeah.
So this is going to be really interesting, but it's New England. It's the playoffs. Everything changes for New England in the playoffs, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. And, of course, the 4:40 game. Nick Foles versus the New Orleans Saints. You notice I didn't say the Eagles. I said Nick Foles.
These guys played earlier this year, didn't they?
Yeah, and the Saints destroyed the Eagles, like 38-3.
Who was the quarterback then?
It was Carson Wentz.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think the quarterback matters in this game.
What's the line in this one?
New Orleans is favored by 8, and it is in the Superdome.
Yes, okay. Yeah, Saints are my favorite to make it to the Super Bowl, I think. This would be quite an upset and would cement my case for Nick Foles if they were to upset the Saints.
The Saints and the Superdome are a team that is on another level than everybody else. Drew Brees has something to prove. I think he's out there. He wants that second ring. Philadelphia, I don't still think they have the offense to keep up with the Saints.
The Saints defense is pretty good too.
Yeah, they're solid. They're not going to get them beat. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, well, that is the divisional round of the playoffs, but we're not done. Oh no. Because there's still fantasy football going on.
Yes, there is.
But before we get to that, let's hear a little promo about what's going on around the Fandom Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to recommend these other great podcasts on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast with the latest news, reviews, and other fun topics in pop culture. For you Highlander fans, we've got Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast where we cover all things Highlander. Couch Potato Theater is for you movie buffs, our podcast celebrating the cult classics and fan favorite movies we don't get off the couch for. Time Warp, a look back on our classic and nostalgic fandoms that we still celebrate today. We also have End Zone for you NFL fans, our podcast talking about all things current in the NFL and giving our best mediocre fantasy football advice.
Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast with host Tom, Brandon, and Chris discussing the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. And for you Star Trek Discovery and Orville fans, we have Discoville, talking about everything Discovery and the Orville. And for you hard rock music fans, we have the Hair Metal Podcast. The Hair Metal Podcast rediscovers the nostalgia of the 1980s hair metal bands. And we also have Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, where we discuss all things Doctor Who, both past and present. And our newest podcast, Lethal Mullet, our podcast celebrating action movies from the 1980s with your host, Adam P. O'Brien. You can find these great shows on the Fandom Podcast Network master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The Fandom Podcast Network is on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, and now on Spotify. On Facebook, you can find us at Fandom Podcast Network, on Instagram, Fandom Podcast Network, and also on Twitter at FanPod Network. You can also email us directly at FandomPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the Fandom Podcast Network. And remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
Okay, Kevin. We still have fantasy football because we've got the NFL playoff challenge. But it is the playoffs. We have fantasy football. We still have a Jimmy GQ Man Crush Award of the Week.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Oh, because that's news to me.
Well, it was an easy choice for me this week. It was Marlon Mack, the running back for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, you're right. So, what did he have, like 148
yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Kevin's pick, I'll make it for him since I'm going to give him T.Y. Hilton of the Indianapolis Colts just because he wore a clown mask into the game.
No. I want to give it to Cody Parkey.
I'm going to give you Tariq Cohen your phone number because he said anybody who talks bad about Cody Parkey was going to get beat down. So when Tariq Cohen visits your house, you'll know why.
No, I'm giving it to Nick Foles. That's who I'm giving it to. Nick Foles. There we go. Nick Foles.
Kevin wants a Nick Foles Raiders jersey next season. Just saying.
Oh, gosh.
Well, okay, so tell us about the Raider Nerd NFL Playoff Challenge where Kevin went scoreless in week one.
Yes, you think that's bad, right? So the NFL Playoff Challenge, this is something I'm glad that the NFL.com does. I think ESPN used to do it a while ago. They had their own little playoff challenge thing, but the NFL does it. And it's one of those things where you get to switch up your team week to week with the players that are active on teams that are in the playoffs. And, you know, it's like fantasy where you choose a quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, a kicker, and a defense. But it's got a cool little twist is that if you start a player in week one and you get to start them again in week two, if they survive the playoffs, you get double points. And if they survive again in week three, you get triple points. And going into the Super Bowl, if your players are on the Super Bowl teams, they get 4 points. So there's a little strategy to this. You want to try to pick the teams that are going to go forward. You might want to maybe take a chance on one spot, whether it's a wide receiver or running back on some other team that might have a really good player to kind of see what happens. So last year, I put all my chips in on the Patriots. I sold my soul to the devil, did it with the Patriots, and it worked out for me because I started a lot of those players on week one when they had a bye. So I didn't score many points at all that last year, but when it came to the playoff rounds, it propelled me into the number one spot. So I did a similar thing, and I told people, I said, look, you know, if you want to play players on a bye week one, you may want to heavily think about that. You may not get points for them week one, but week two, you're going to get double points on all those guys. So that was the one message that I said. And then it was nice that we got around, was it 17 or 18 people playing on our league, including several of our that are in our fantasy teams and some that are not, which is nice. So Kyle, I want to look at you real quick here. Week one, you started Patrick Mahomes, smart choice. Yep. I was actually considering that. You started Todd Gurley. I also had a spot for Todd Gurley, and I started him even though he didn't play, but we'll both get double points for him. Alvin Kamara, you started. You started DeAndre Hopkins, who did play the first week. You started Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Ravens, and you started the Bears defense. I started Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Todd Gurley, Tyreek Hill, Michael Thomas, Travis Kelce, Will Lutz, and the New Orleans Saints defense. So I started everyone on a bye, so I didn't score any points.
Wait, Kevin, mm-hmm. Hold on. Wait, can you confirm that, Adam? Okay. Adam Schefter just called a report that the Rams have pulled off a playoff trade. Stephon Diggs is now wide receiver for the Rams. So all those Saints you started, that'll be the only week they play because it's going to be another Stephon Diggs miracle.
Nice try. Funny, but nice try. So, Kyle, I can't really see who you've put into round two yet, but I'm going to guess you've got Mahomes, Gurley, Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. So your other wide receiver to replace DeAndre Hopkins, who only got you 3 points, and your kicker and your defense. Be curious to kind of see who you fill up. Do you want to tell us who you did?
Well, on the kicker, I went with Will Lutz of the Saints.
Good call.
I am still a little bit undecided on wide receiver at this point, possibly looking at Michael Thomas or possibly T.Y. Hilton of the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay, do you think do you think T.Y. Hilton will make it to the Super Bowl?
That's where I'm having the debate right now.
There you go. That means if it makes it to the Super Bowl, your team does not.
Yeah. There's a debate. So, there's a debate there right now.
So it's one of those things where you can't belt with your heart on this thing. You know?
Yeah, I know.
But you know, if the Saints lose at home, I'm screwed. Yeah. Because I'm putting all my money mostly in Saints. And so I'm kind of predicting a Saints/KC Super Bowl right now. Especially, you know, Travis Kelce right now. I'd rather start him over
any other tight end.
Yeah, right, Gronkowski, now. You know, obviously. And, you know, Tyreek Hill, of course. But I wasn't really sold on a KC running back that I think would get me points right now. So if Todd Gurley goes on to the second round of the playoffs to the conference championship, that's fine. Yeah. I don't expect LA now, like I did before. I don't expect them beating the Saints in the conference round if that's what happens. So we'll see what happens. I have 0 points going into week two of this, but that's okay. I'm fine with that.
Yep. Well, before we close out, last week was my time to gloat. Champ.
I'm sorry, I'm dancing over here. Can you see me dancing?
It has been. I would like to introduce now bitter, egotistical Raider nerd Kevin Reitzel.
Egotistical? Come on.
You're doing a dance and smiling.
Come on,
the only
man.
Thing you're not doing. The only thing you're.
I won the dollar bet, man. Remember, you had to win every single bet from here on out just to tie me.
Kevin, the only thing you haven't done is replaced Alf with Kermit the Frog.
Oh, man. So, yes, I won 3 of the 4 games this last week to cement my, I guess, what do you call this? Our weekly challenge or what do we call
this? Head-to-head challenge.
Yeah, so... you owe me a brand new $1 bill saying how awesome I am, signed and all that kind of stuff inside. And you know, nice little art. Yeah, you got to work on your artistic skills and framed in a little frame and stuff. So I'll send you some pictures for some inspiration. So
I think I pretty much got an idea of what I'm
doing. So, yeah.
So, well, with that, we are time for the divisional round. The mood of the end zone next week will be very dependent on what happens.
It's going to be interesting, man. These 8 teams down to the final 4 and then the 2 for the Super Bowl. It's this is a fun, interesting. This is where it gets fun to watch. I tell you, even if I don't have a horse in the race here, it's very interesting football.
Yeah. I agree with that. This is the fun time of year for the NFL. This is why we all come here. This is why we love the NFL. So with that, sorry, Kevin, you're going to have to hear it, but I am hoping to say Patrick Mahomes getting the ball into the end zone many times this week.
Sorry.
How is that eye condition of yours? I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back next week to talk conference championships here on the End Zone.